Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, you got a heart of louder light.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Hallelujah, we're back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemiah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very, very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very, very precious words. Yes, these very, very precious words that the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I have for him some very, very important things for him to do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said that I'd accrue, yes, indeed, some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him, that what he's asked of me, I would have his. Yes, his protection and his guidance. Yes, indeed. He told me that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could. Yes, everything they could since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed. He has a sure plan by which he said that he would surely restore his people to what he has always called from the very beginning, the truth of his conscience, the word of his salvation. My brothers and sisters, even according to the scripture at Acts 3:18-23, says Messiah comes for the restoration, the refreshing, the restitution of all things, according to all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets, since this world, yes indeed, my brothers and sisters, since this world began. So blessed therefore, my brothers and sisters, are they who will understand these things. Because as it is written, Messiah will surely hold men accountable. In fact, the scriptures tell us in Malachi 2:17, many have been deceived by the rulers. Yes, indeed, many have been deceived by the rulers to think that everyone who walks according to their own diverse, perverse, polluted imaginings or ways. The leaders have compelled them to believe that all these are somehow good in the sight of the Most High, and that he delights in such. Think about it. Nations make pacts with other nations. Confederacies, alliances to other nations. But the people oftentimes may travel amidst various nations at peace. But in so doing, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, nations have a tendency to relax after such integrations. They have a tendency to relax their concept of what they call a code of justice. And in so doing, my brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves a question. What is the meaning of the scriptures, for instance, those at the eighth chapter of Isaiah? I'd like to go there in a minute. The question really needs to be asked at the end of the day. Discerning these things, have you been ripped off, my brothers and sisters? Oh, have you been ripped off and never knew it? Think about it. The rulers don't rule their various nations. Or let's just say they do. They rule their various nations according to what seems right according to their various nations. And these various rules that they establish are not perfectly, they can't be. In fact, they are not perfectly true to that which the Most High has aspired that his people attain to in converting unto his ways, unto the governorship, I said the governorship of his kingdom. Every ruler on the earth, my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations in this world, that's just talking about so-called believers. 280 nations. Are they ruling according to the one way that is the gospel of peace? According to the one sense of justice the Most High desires? Must conform, convert the nations? Is that what men have really believed? Think about it. I look at a scripture like those that Isaiah, 8th chapter. Messiah speaking concerning what the Most High has told him. The Most High has spoken to me, 8 and 11. And with a strong hand he instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people. Is there something wrong with the way people? Haven't they known what is justice? Everybody in every nation knows the ways of justice? What is fair before the Most High? My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that many years ago, back way back in 1983, Most High told me directly that before it's all said and done. In fact, he told me it was going to rapidly begin. He told me that, quite frankly, there was going to be a very rapid, and before it's all said and done, we're going to see rapid depravity. Not saying there was not depravity already, but it was going to increase. I can understand, my brothers and sisters, as the time draws near, the adversary will be very busy. And before it's all said and done, he said to me then, there's going to be all kind of insane legislation in the government of a kind, my brothers and sisters, of a level of depravity that never would back then, say like back in 1983, that's when it was, 83, 84, might have easily been imagined. But I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I can see why when I look back on the times. I can see why Most High said that. A lot of reasons. Like I said, number one, we know the adversary is busy. But I'm going to come back to these verses in Isaiah 8. Adversary certainly is busy, wants to confuse the people, confuse their sense of justice as much as he possibly can. To the end result, my brothers and sisters, that when he stands to restore what is true justice in the earth, it won't be any question about the fact that the rulers, my brothers and sisters, were not appointed by him. I want you to think about that. I want you to think back through time, some of you who can. 1983, what was really, really a powerful instrument that had become, let's just say, something that everybody seemed to want. What became suddenly much more available to the general public? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. PCs, my brothers and sisters, personal computers. Somebody asks, where am I going with this? Well, I want you to think about it. A few decades back, I remember it was a common statement that some 10% of the public, 10% of the people control 90% of the wealth. Since then, my brothers and sisters, corporations, I want you to think about this, and corporations now are super ruling even over nations. They're international corporations, global corporations. Have used, let's just say, computer connections to swiftly, my brothers and sisters, do what they could to grasp as much power for the ultra-national rich, much more so than most people might even begin to imagine. What do I mean by this? What does this all imply then, my brothers and sisters? What does it imply? Consider then that in this time, I've heard men say that it's like 1%, 0.1% now of the populace, of the people that control 90% of the wealth. Just the other day, I saw it written, it said the Queen of England, and I can understand the legacy there, owns 1/6 of the territories, the lands of the entire earth. My brothers and sisters, you ever stop to consider that those who have chose to use these instruments for the negative, for the purpose of their personal greed, oftentimes corporations at competitive warfare, if you will, business warfare, one against another, have done everything they could to lock down as much of the wealth according to their strength as they possibly could. In other words, think about how oil industry works. And think about how everybody wants to top somebody else. So great wealth only means that they have to gain even more great wealth. Greed, breeding all the more greed. We understand, we talked about this the other night. I thought about this idea. The other night we talked about the idea that as long as it is men, ordinary men, without some divine reinforcement that seek to rule in the earth, it's always going to be a matter of somebody else saying, hey, whoever rules, then rule. Hey, they're just a man. Top of their authority, men might say. And let's establish another rule. And there's nothing to say no to it, simply because men just looked upon other men as just simply other men. In every nation, every people want to have the power to rule the world. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is going to have to do something very, very, very powerful. Something mind-changing, world-changing, that he finally established peace. Because right now, people just sit back and look at it and say, hey, whoever has the biggest gun rules. Whoever has the most money or power able to control the people, they say rules. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that something far greater than that, something must occur, my brothers and sisters, far greater than what is ordinary or common, to bring humanity to recognize the reality of what the Most High intends for his people. Trying to see if I can set the sound up a little bit louder. Apparently there's a need to do so. Might need to alter that a little bit later. Maybe that will help. Hopefully somebody got a message here that somebody sends a little bit, perhaps something of a sound issue. Hopefully the transmission is coming through clear enough at this point now. Wish somebody would let me know. Appreciate it. Furthermore, getting back, I want you to consider about this, my brothers and sisters. I want you to consider, please, because the Most High has a plan to reverse this mass tirade of injustice. I like to give attention to, again, to Isaiah 8:11. This is Messiah speaking. He's telling the nation that they have a plan that shall not stand. I'm looking at 8. Okay, let's go back. Maybe need to go back a little bit. Associate yourselves, you people. Tell them all the nations, they might join in a pact against divine justice. It says, you associate yourselves, you people, and be broke, but you should be broken in pieces. And give ear, all you far countries. Gird yourselves, but you should be broken in pieces. Strengthen yourselves, and you should be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, he tells the nations, and you shall come to naught. In other words, understand, how can a multitude of contradictions ever be a strong, truly strong people? Understand, my brothers and sisters, where there's no respect for an absolute sense of authority, there is no peace. So he says, take counsel together, and you shall come to naught. come to nothing. Speak the word. No, speak what you whatever you would declare. It's telling the nations. Most High is telling the nations. And it shall not stand, for Yah is with us. Oh. Most High has a plan, of brothers and sisters, to raise up true and genuine justice. Righteous reign, my brothers and sisters, unto and through his people. Oh, there's a need to understand these things. Yes, indeed. And it says, take counsel together and it shall come to naught. Speak the word and it shall not stand, for Yah is with us. Oh, it's talking about his, that Most High would be with his people, just deliver his people. His people who seek his word and his law shall finally be free to operate according to what is divine justice. The Messiah comes forth speaking. So the Most High spake to me with a strong hand, instructing me that I should not walk in the way of this people. Saying, say not a confederacy. Don't call, let's just say, a strong union, if you will, in this case. What this people call a confederacy, a strong union. Don't consider it a covenant. Neither fear or revere or respect in any way, my brothers and sisters, if you will, a divine appointment, but they respect. Nor be afraid of their so-called afraid according to their judgments. Sanctify the Most High of Hosts himself. Let him be your reverence. Let him be your dread, who you respect. And it says, when the Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, then to declare indeed what is divine justice, what is truly divine justice, my brothers and sisters, equity and fairness, transcending the rulers, who should be for a sanctuary for those who seek justice, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel. Whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, would prefer unrighteousness, and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Or whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, would not seek true to all justice, all divine justice. And I'll show you what I mean. It said, many of them shall stumble and fall and be broken and snared and be taken. It says, bind up the testimony. It's really speaking to the whole world. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples, wherever they be. Wherever they be in this world. And I will wait upon the Most High. It's hid his face. How about, for a long time, his sense of, what is his just sense of justice, been hid from man. He hides his face from the house of Jacob. Messiah says, I will look for him. He says, behold, I am the children whom the Most High has given me for signs and wonders in Israel from the Most High, which dwelling in Mount Zion. In other words, they relate, my brothers and sisters, signs and wonders. They are those who would be ensigns to guide the people. After a conscience they have not known. What does Scripture say? I will lead the blind by a way that they know not. And when they shall say to you, some shall say, hey, we shall seek them who have familiar spirits and wizards that peep and mutter. Would it not be better, my brothers and sisters, that a people should seek their Yah, seek the Most High himself? Why do men ask of the dead, if you will, concerning the living? I'm talking about the spiritually dead. It says the law, as the law and the testimony, the law and the covenant of peace, what is considered divine justice. He says, they speak not according to this word. There's no light in them. Get my point. It says, here, my brothers and sisters, as to the law and the testimony, he says, bind the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. And he says, if they don't speak according to this word, there's no light, no light in them. Let me go back and read that 8:16. He says, bind up the testimony. Put all the word together. See how it all works together. Messiah comes to
restore the knowledge of what is divine righteousness, refreshing of all things, according to all the Most High spoke by his prophets since the world began. We find that in Acts 3:18 to 23. So consider, my brothers and sisters, what we're talking about finally is establishing a sense of justice. The scripture says that men will not walk according to that justice, at 8:21. They shall pass through, being bestead and hungry. It shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king. And how about curse their king, my brothers and sisters? Depart even from the authority of those who they, the false rulers of those they call gods. And shall begin to look upward, even to the Most High himself. For they shall look to the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness, anguish. And when they see it, they shall be driven into darkness. My brothers and sisters, they'll realize what they have been driven into. Nevertheless, so the dimness shall not be such as it was in the time of, get the point, Israel's vexation, when at first they were lightly afflicted in the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. And afterward, more grievously were afflicted by her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan and Galilee of the Gentiles. Oh, there's much I can say here, my brothers and sisters, because most nations don't have a multitude of peoples in them, as did Galilee. Galilee, indeed, was a nation of many nations, something to think about. And the word sea, my brothers and sisters, relates west. Something to think about again. But it talks about, my brothers and sisters, the people that dwelt, that walked in darkness. How about trusted in all manner of injustice? Misrule, which by no means, my brothers and sisters, could be true to the kingdom of Yah. Misrule, false doctrine, injustice. Not discerning what is righteous rule. In other words, get my point. The scripture says, there's a gospel be hid. It's hid to them that are lost. How about misled? Men not knowing any sense of justice greater than their leaders. What is it, my brothers and sisters, they still yet call justice? Messiah said your righteousness, your sense of justice, must exceed that of your leaders who deny the law and the prophets. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. How about you should no longer be prepared to rule, my brothers and sisters, sharing the throne of Messiah, upon which, my brothers and sisters, not only should the tribes of Israel be ruled, but even, my brothers and sisters, the world shall finally know what is justice. But he says that Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters, from Jerusalem, the law of the Most High shall go forth. The peace shall go forth. The gospel of peace, the law of the Most High shall go forth. That all men shall know indeed what is justice. And it says, frankly, straight out, in Isaiah 42, the isle shall wait for his law. Finally, a hope for justice, my brothers and sisters, a hope for peace. Let us examine Isaiah 9 and 2. And so the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. People walked in confusion, injustice, the debate and doubt that is among the nations, the misopinion, the carnal preference is among the nations. I've seen a great light. How about seeing great justice? Even one who will bring, if you will, what is justice, acceptable to the Most High. And say they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, understand, a people who do not understand divine justice can only be contentious against Yah. Most High even calls adversaries who will not take upon themselves the whole armor of Yah. There's much more to be understood about this when you understand what the Abrahamic promise truly is. Upon them that have dwelt in darkness, upon the people that dwell in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them as the light shines. The Most High will multiply his nation. He will increase their joy, and they joy before him as according to the time of joy in the harvest, as a man rejoices when they divide the spoil, in other words, the result of the harvest. For thou here will break, if you will, the yoke of the burden, How about all misrule, my brothers and sisters, it causes people not to discern what the Most High calls equity, fairness, judgment, righteousness before Him. Casting aside the veil of injustice that has misruled all the nations. Read that in Isaiah 25. It says, I have broken the yoke of his burden, the staff of off his shoulder, the rod of the oppressors in the days of Midian. In every battle of the warrior with confused noise about false doctrine, misleading propaganda, misruling edicts, if you will, and garments rolled in blood. In other words, men's allegiances to oppression. This all should be for burning and fuel of fire. Be attached until a time of peace shall be established. It said, for unto us, hey, unto the Holy One, for the blessing of the people of the Holy One of Israel, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty One of Yah, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, of the increase of his government, and we're talking about righteous justice, my brothers and sisters, true to Yah, I didn't say according to the rule of the nations. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, was never the diverse rule of men, but the rule of the kingdom of Yah, exceeding them all. Messiah said, all power, how about all sense of justice and righteousness as declared from on high has been given unto him. So go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. How about the fullness of his justice? And my brothers and sisters, this would be the conversion of the nations that there might be peace. They call it the gospel of peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there should be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to give it order and to establish it with judgment. And the word for judgment is also, again, a concept of what is discretion, what is justice before Yah, even henceforth forever. And with the zeal, the great desire of the Most High, they will fully perform this. Who's ready to understand it, my brothers and sisters? Who's willing to understand what these scriptures are truly saying? But the Most High desires that there be peace and a strong sense of righteousness among his people. You need to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, you being ripped off? Being ripped off and don't know it? I want you to think about it. What indeed is the gospel, my brothers and sisters? As I said before, all the rulers rule according to their nations, according to their denominations, according to their beliefs, according to what seems wise in their particular governments among their people, according to what seems wise to men. But 3:18, 1 Corinthians tells us, if any man considers himself wise in this world, according to the diverse standards that are in this world, then, said, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. That he may become wise. How about that he may become just, wise, discerning before Yah? Why do you need discernment, brothers and sisters? Have you ever asked? Why you need discernment? Again, I ask the question. Have the rulers of this earth governed according to what is justice? What about Isaiah 52? I said Isaiah 52nd chapter. Why do you need to know the way of justice? Can an unjust people, my brothers and sisters, agree? I want you to think about it. I'm going to try to slow the show down a little bit tonight, for express reason. I know I've been speaking a little quickly in the last few nights, trying to cover a lot of material. But I know there's a need for these things to be absorbed, and absorbed well. Very important that they are. Isaiah 52, awake, awake, put on strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean, No more, my brothers and sisters, anyone whose sense of unrighteousness prevents or causes him to not aspire to or prefer the greater righteousness of Yah. And the Most High is telling his people, the Messiah then tells his people, shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, and come to a place of comfort in Yah, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands from off thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. In other words, see if there's a greater righteousness than what you have known. You ever stop to consider that's why the rulers don't want you to consider the law and the prophets? They don't want you to know that there's a greater sense of justice than what they have portrayed to you? Why is it important that you must know this greater sense of justice? He said, thus says the Most High, you sold yourselves for naught, but you shall be redeemed without money. Thus says the Most High, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Syrian oppressed them without cause. In other words, my brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, all that was brought as a result of their being oppressed. Was it a depleted sense of conscience? Now therefore, what have I here, says the Most High, that my people is taken away after all manner of vanity for naught? You say that rule over them make them to howl. Do they raise their conscience? Are they causing to be contentious among one another? What does the scripture say? The kings of the earth will take counsel against the Most High, against his anointed. And that's why the nation is raged and people imagine a vain thing of will, of naught, nothing, worthlessness. The Most High desires far more than that, my brothers and sisters, for his people. Now therefore, whatever I have I here, says the Most High, that my people are taken away for nothing. They that rule over them make them to howl like beasts, says the Most High. They are oppressed. They don't discern, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of diverse nations, what's the way of righteousness. And therefore it says, my name is continually, every day, blasphemed, insulted, disrespected. How can men be true to the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, when all they know and the only thing they call justice is true to unjust, misruling rulers? He said, therefore my people shall know my name. How about this? You know his sense of justice, which assigns his name to a covenant with which he is pleased. So therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. What's the scripture say? Behold my servant, my elect, my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the nation. How beautiful upon the mountains, how beautiful it will be when over all the nations is the feet, the dominion, the rule of him that brings good tidings. How about righteousness according to all the Most High declared? They will publish the way of peace, the way of justice, the way of righteousness. In all things, my brothers and sisters, true to what is divine desire. That bringeth good tidings of good. That publishes salvation. My brothers and sisters, do men think that salvation unto a holy kingdom and a just kingdom is after an unjust rule? Think about it. There'll be salvation, my brothers and sisters. Agreement unto the Most High after a rule that is not his? Think about it. So it says, how beautiful upon the mountains over all the nations. Above all the nations, the feet, the dominion of him that brings good tidings, the gospel, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of peace, that publishes peace, the way of justice, that brings good tidings of good, that publishes salvation, that says unto Zion, all the people that will fall, lo, my brothers and sisters, a just shepherd. Sion is the word for also for flock in the Hebrew. It says, thy Yah reign, and thy watchman shall lift up their voice, and with a voice together they shall sing, but they shall see eye to eye, they shall finally agree. When the Most High shall bring again Zion, shall deliver his people from all the injustices of the nations, that they be true as one unto him. Much concern of this, my brothers and sisters, needs to be considered. Truly it is. Most have never understood churches all their lives and never understood what indeed is the Abrahamic covenant. Most I told Abraham that if you walked after him and sought his perfect will, and that's one way. Perfect means complete. Walking after the Holy One, seeking what is perfect, what is complete, the true to his will. Most I said that his seed, his children, would be a blessing to all nations. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, the only way man finds what is the perfect will of Yah is by faith in him. I did not say trust in the diverse standards of the nations. So what is the Abrahamic covenant? What does the Most High get out of it? Most High desires that the world, my brothers and sisters, be blessed. He desires the world, my brothers and sisters, be governed, even brought to peace, according to his rule. What does the Most High get out of it? He gets the people that rule according to what is his justice. I didn't say according to the injustices of those who would deviate, pervert, compromise, hypocrisize, pollute, taint, corrupt, or deal unjustly or unfairly. He gets the people who will rule, my brothers and sisters, according to the truth of his name, even unto his glory. What does the world need, my brothers and sisters? What does the world need now? You see so many, my brothers and sisters, that are willing in so many ways to do whatever they feel is necessary to keep dominion and power on the earth. All the more power, all the more riches, all the more wealth, all the more destruction of resources in the earth that they have control. My brothers and sisters, the world needs the people who love the Most High, know his will, that they might show a whole world what indeed is fair. Messiah said to his people, you are the salt of the earth. He said, you are the light of the world. I want you to consider what that means. He said, therefore, your righteousness must exceed that, even my brothers and sisters, I hope you understand this, must exceed that of all those who misrule or misadminister any part of the law of the prophets. It is according to all that the Most High declares there will be justice. Anything less is misrule. Anything else is a multitude of pluralities, misopinion, debate, and doubt. Not faith. Scripture says in the book of Jacob, they call James, that if you scattered among a multitude of provocations of false rule in the earth, realize that your faith and perseverance must still bring forth a perfect work, a complete work acceptable unto Yah. If you lack wisdom, it didn't say go to the corrupt rulers. It said ask Yah, that you not be left double-minded, but made true to him, because he said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The Most High is not going to build his kingdom upon a people who don't discern together what is justice. What do you think people are going to do? They go to the kingdom of Yah, and they all have their own independent sense of justice so they can argue with each other? Where's light in that? The book of Yaakov also says that the gift of the Most High, the gift that comes from the Father of light, is an invariant light that has in it no variableness, no shadow of change. That means justice, my brothers and sisters. What the Most High calls justice is the same justice that all must submit themselves to. And when Messiah himself is given rule over the earth, and yes, the scripture says the Most High will give all kingdoms to him, I can see, my brothers and sisters, how it will be possible to bring forth peace. Because quite frankly, so much scripture relates again and again. Check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, for instance. Articles like Tribulation 70-365 AD that relates a lot of things about what has been and what is to come. Most High is going to make lands, entire lands and nations inviable, unable to support the life of men upon them if they will not obey his rule that they might receive his blessing. He's going to withdraw his blessing, my brothers and sisters, to whatever nation or people will not revere him according to his law. So he make a full end of all nations that have scattered his people, that he might correct his people justly. He said, the nation that will not serve Israel according to the righteous the Most High reveals, the light that he reveals to his people. That's at 60:12. Isaiah. It says, that nation will perish. Yeah, other scripture I was talking about is Jeremiah 30:10-11. You need to examine it. And because the nations undergo such wrath and turmoil because they have not sought his justice, scripture says, then shall his people be willing to hear. His people first be willing to hear. And he will write his laws upon the minds and hearts that they be his people, no longer deceived by the misrule of the nations. I want you to understand something. If the Most High says that his covenant to Abraham, if they walk according to his perfect will, even with a love for one another, that they all discern this perfect will, Most High will have a people who rule according to his glory. And that has always been the covenant. In fact, what does the world need, my brothers and sisters? It needs a love. Even discern what is the love for Yah will. The will of Yah, none confused. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him might not perish. Oh, my brothers and sisters, Yah so loved the world, whoever believed in him might discern divine justice. Because the scripture says in Romans 2, that whoever dies without the law perishes without the law. Whoever does not seek to confirm what is divine justice, my brothers and sisters, is accursed. Shall we not understand that it is a blessing that the Most High reveals his law? Oh, I know some people sit back and say, well, we're not under the law, but under grace. But brothers and sisters, realize they wrote this in Greek. What did the Greeks call a law? What did the Romans call a law? For the preservation of their polytheist, confused culture. Their pagan ideals that you see infiltrated all throughout the churches and all throughout the nations still to this very day. I don't see a single nation on this earth, my brothers and sisters, that in all things true to what the Most High said would be a blessing to the lands. He said his people should become the head and not the tail. Prepare then, my brothers and sisters, to be the head and not the tail. And the only way that will be is that you learn what is divine justice. You need to understand. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, never understood the Abrahamic covenant is that the Most High might have a righteous people in this earth to rule. And the rulers of the earth never wanted you to understand you needed to exceed their unrighteousness, their misrule, lest they be deposed. What did Messiah say? Your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. How about all the rulers of the earth? He said, go forth and preach this gospel to all the nations. But the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, tell us that the apostles, in fact, the apostle Shaul said in advance, hey, he declared to us the reason why Rome came in 70 AD and slaughtered Jerusalem and destroyed it. He did it because, my brothers and sisters, that the nations did not receive the truth with love. The scripture said, because of this, men will be blinded then, therefore, trusting in a strong delusion, false righteousness, believing a lie, a pretense, not the righteousness of Yah at all. Blind to their iniquities, my brothers and sisters, dying blind to their injustice. And the scripture says, those who trusted in or believed the lie, the false righteous pretenses of man, it did not say they would be saved, but they would be damned. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, by no means do the scriptures relate that those who would be unjust, or those who would be unjust or abide in injustice, would ever see the true vision of the Most High. And I think about it sometimes, how they teach you about a sky kingdom. Oh, you know what they're doing? They're saying to you basically, yes, let the Father and his people rule there. But they're telling you that they got this. I hope you understand. We're talking about separation of church and state. Truth of the matter, present church, my brothers and sisters, is not even church at all. It's very, very much so worldly. More ways than most people even begin to imagine. It's still a place where so much of the darkness, the confusion, the indiscriminate thinking of men still yet by and large presides. But I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. For there was a time when the Pope controlled the known world. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, anytime you set up a state church after the rudiments of men, what you have is not even a church. It doesn't call men out from worldliness at all. So like I said, my brothers and sisters, they teach you something other than the Abrahamic covenants. Remember that Abraham was promised the land. Did they not want you to know it? Abraham was promised, my brothers and sisters, and his descendants, his heirs, were promised the rule of the land, to inherit the world. But did they want you to know this? You ever think about it, my brothers and sisters? They teach you to seek something other than the fullness of divine rule. They're robbing you of a potential for an inheritance. And they do this, my brothers and sisters, and get away with it and cause people to flatter themselves as if they were just, righteous, acceptable, and worthy in a land where none discerns what is true justice. And in a land where none discerns what is true justice, many are willing to accept, even to exalt, all manner of injustice rather than see the damnable state in which they live. Did they ever tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the reason why you learn the rule of the Most High is that you may rule? I say the reason why you learn His justice is that you may rule. What about the scriptures in Revelation 2:27-29? Messiah says those who keep His works, His rule, His governorship, what is His conscience, what He has conceived, what Yah has conceived and revealed through Him as righteous rule, those who keep that justice to the fullness. Yes, even all this contained in the law and the prophets, my brothers and sisters, according to His purpose. He said that they, my brothers and sisters, yes indeed, He said that they shall rule the nations according to the strictness of what is divine justice, like a rod of iron. And those who resist will be broken like the breaking of a potter's vessel. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. He said those who will deal justly, righteously. 3:21 Revelation said they will sit with Him upon His throne. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand? And the Messiah did not say that those who would seek to exalt the various diverse standards that men call justice in this world by no means have taught you the way of the One. By no means, my brothers and sisters, have they taught you the way of justice. By no means have they taught you the faith. The faith, my brothers and sisters, is pure from all the corruptions of this world. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, is not after any of the corrupt standards or misallegiances or short-sightedness or any of the inconscience that seems wise when men only know what is the declaration of men. One of the most ancient definitions of a fool, my brothers and sisters, is the one who only knows what men have said. Hey, my brothers and sisters, it's the reason why the scripture says that you scattered among the nations, whereas men lack wisdom, i.e. are foolish. You should ask of Yah. There's only one Savior. So you need to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, why did Colossians 2 say, beware lest you be doomed as though living in the world, walking after the intrusions of the principalities and powers? Think about it in Colossians 2. Do you really think that the unjust rulers of this world, the carnal rulers of this world, could ever judge rightly or discern rightly or administer rightly a spiritual thing, a spiritual law? Absolutely not. 2 Corinthians 10:4-6 relates the idea we are ready to revenge all disobedience. How about to rule justly when our obedience and justice, if you will, is made complete? Do you really think the Most High just wants a people who will revenge injustice? Or does He want a people who are ruling according to what true justice is? All my brothers and sisters, the Most High wants the conversion of the world. Who will understand it in this time? Romans 10:11. What does it say? Why did Paul say, my greatest desire is that Israel might be saved? My brothers and sisters, for those who will understand and read through Romans 10 through 11th chapter and understand that He told the Gentiles that it is not the branch which sustains itself, but the root. And the root is Israel. My brothers and sisters, He said in the last days, He warned the Gentile nations to not be wise in their own conceits. I did a show on that the other day, a few days ago. He said, my brothers and sisters, that the Gentiles not be wise in their own conceits. They must remember that the deliverer, the salvation, will come out of Zion. 4:22, 4:24, Yohanan says salvation is from the Jews. If you read further in the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Zechariah, it talks about it in this wise. It says, 10 men from all the nations. I hope you hear me. Zechariah 8:23. Thus says the Most High, in those days shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all the languages of the nations, all the doctrines of the nations. I hope you understand that. To take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Yah is with you. Meaning that all the nations shall adhere to, my brothers and sisters, the word the Most High gave to his people Israel, when he restores them as a covenant of the people beyond all the misconceits of the nations. Why did Paul say, my greatest desire for Israel, that they might be saved? It is the salvation of Israel, my brothers and sisters, the restoration of Israel beyond all the misconceits of the Gentile nations. That should be a blessing to all the nations. Not according to the nation, my brothers and sisters, but exceeding the unrighteousness of the nation. For the Most High promised Abraham that his elect seed, his children, those who had faith to know they had to seek beyond the nation. Abraham, as a child of faith, my brothers and sisters, believed that he would have to trust that there's a righteous beyond all the misrule of the rulers. Pastors, priests, kings of the nations. That the true righteousness of Yah will one day be revealed. And the Most High has promised, my brothers and sisters, that he will teach and confirm a people true to him, who he will find worthy to seal with his name. He said, my gracious desire for Israel, they might be saved. If you read those scriptures, we went through this the other night. Scriptures of Romans 11:25-27, lays an irrevocable promise given to the fathers that he would do this. And even at a time, according to Isaiah 59, when the whole world has become blind, lying, transgressing against the Most High, none, my brothers and sisters, offering genuine intercession according to what the Most High calls just. All, my brothers and sisters, falling short of the glory. Read Psalms 14 and Psalms 53, and it says, who then out of Zion will bring salvation to Israel? My brothers and sisters, Messiah is sent into the earth in the latter days according to the prophecy. Messiah is sent forth, my brothers and sisters, for the express purpose that he might show the world what indeed is justice. Scripture said, with the breath of his lips, with the testimony of his mouth, shall he expose all unrighteousness, all the wickedness, all the lawlessness that's in the hearts of the peoples. And the scripture says, unto him then shall all the nations seek, that his rest and his peace shall be glorious. How about, my brothers and sisters, only what the Most High calls justice? So he said, my greatest desire for Israel might be saved. For it said, well, ultimately, when salvation comes to Israel, my brothers and sisters, then will there be the salvation of the world. Isaiah 49 speaks the same. And it speaks of Messiah saying, listen to me, O Isles, hark to me, O you nation. The Most High is coming from the womb, from the body of my mother, has he made mention of my name. Oh, but it is the Most High who has invoked it. Who else knew it? All my brothers and sisters, the scripture says for express purpose he does, the Most High calls him by name. For the express purpose, my brothers and sisters, that he might bring Israel back, deliver Israel according to the ways of the Most High. Even that Israel, my brothers and sisters, at his command, shall ultimately be the light and the salvation of the world. What did he say, my brothers and sisters, at 5:14-24? Matthew. He said that his people, those who believe him, must become the light of the world. And the only way to come to the light of the world, my brothers and sisters, they must discern beyond all the darkness, all the confusion, all the dissension, all the debate, all the doubt, that presently divides and ravages the nations, not discerning the righteousness of Yah, seeking to establish their own righteousness, having not submitted to the righteousness of Yah, and deceiving the peoples that they have never truly in that respect, therefore discern what indeed is the gospel. That's the reason why Romans 10 says, faith then must come by hearing a word from Yah. I didn't say, my brothers and sisters, just hearing a man. Messiah himself said, there's many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp or receive them yet. To the Comforter comes, who teaches all things, brings all things that he said to remembrance. Rebukes all sin. How about all inequity, all false doctrine, all that would dissuade the people to divide against the will of Yah, according to the allegiances that are only bondage to men. Isn't it time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are really saying? There's a reason why Messiah said in Luke 24, he spoke about be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. The Son of Man, my brothers and sisters, declares justice beyond that of all the rulers. So you ever stop to consider, since the scriptures tell us that the Son of Man is going to reprove all the kings, he's going to reprove all the priests, according to Malachi in the 3rd chapter, according to Isaiah in the 41st chapter. In fact, that Armageddon-like experience that the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 34 and Revelation 16, all of them are scriptures related also to what you might find if you crack open your Bible and look at 44th chapter of Isaiah. Messiah comes to prove foolish all the seeming wisdom that men have been compelled to call just, and that he relates what is the divine and immaculate, majestic justice of the Most High himself. Jeremiah 31. Notice when he says he exposes all the unrighteousness of the nations, then he will write, describe his laws, if you will, without distraction upon the minds and hearts. The men be his people. And the only way we discern whether that justice, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High himself does it, and the heart of man is humble to receive it. Isn't it time we understand? Why, my brothers and sisters, does the Most High desire that a people become the head and not the tail? His people become the head and not the tail. Is it just to claim riches, my brothers and sisters, or is it just that the world might finally know what indeed is peace, love, and justice? He told me once the greatest gift he can give is a law by which men might cooperate. A law, my brothers and sisters, by which they might love and trust. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in a time when a whole world is obedient to the Most High according to his will, and all the earth brings forth its increase, people sit back and say they control people with the monetary, what they call negotiable tender that they create. My brothers and sisters, when all the earth shall discern that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, and it is him who either blesses it or leaves it to a curse, even all lands, then, my brothers and sisters, in respect for Yah, granting to him what he requires, seeking the fullness of his justice, knowing that the Most High will only accept as a covenant with himself a people who walk according to his justice and deal with one another justly. And that day when the whole world brings forth its increase, my brothers and sisters, how can any man control another man according to sheer wealth, when the fact of the matter, my brothers and sisters, that anybody can just move through the lands themselves and acquire whatever it is they need, not only to survive, my brothers and sisters, but finally in freedom to live. As long as they are unjust people, my brothers and sisters, who believe that the way to power is the exploitation of another, who exploit the people and they don't even realize many times they're being exploited, who rob the people and they don't even realize they're being robbed, who tell them that they have no need to walk after or seek the law of the Most High and expect that they will still have a righteous reward. As long as there are those such as this, my brothers and sisters, who compel the people that all they know is the unrighteousness of men, there will never be justice in the earth, my brothers and sisters, because what men call righteousness is not a constant. But it's if anything, my brothers and sisters, it's a constant, if anything, a variant, an instability. And after such, my brothers and sisters, there can never be peace. But the Most High has a plan to bring it, though. And my brothers and sisters, it will be according to what he declared from the beginning, eternal. I ask the question, Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of the, ultimately it means your rulers. He was speaking to Israel, so he said scribes and Pharisees. When he spoke to the Gentiles, he said, go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. What if the nation, Israel needed to be baptized beyond, if you will, the injustice of its priests that were appointed by Rome? Oh, do I need to explain that? Some few decades before the birth of Messiah, Rome came in and killed up all the priests and set up a priesthood and said they had no king but Caesar. I want you to understand, and baptism was a matter of an open declaration that what the people had trusted had been injustice, even sin, and certainly not divine righteousness. I'm not saying that the law the Most High gave was unrighteous. What I'm saying is that the administrators were unrighteous. Messiah only taught, if you will, my brothers and sisters, I hope you understand it, the law of the Most High, that it might be governed and administered to the people in a way according to what the Most High himself would be pleased with. I want you to understand. He said your righteousness to see that are your leaders. Because if all the people know that the unrighteousness of the nations, Babylon, confusion, and injustice continues to reign. By faith, my brothers and sisters, you must seek Yah himself to discern his will. I said to discern his will. And my brothers and sisters, only those who discern his will govern in his kingdom. You need to understand what the Abrahamic covenant is again. Abraham's children were promised to inherit the world if they walked according to what is divine justice, and therefore then would rule the world according to divine justice. It was considered, in fact, my brothers and sisters, for those who were called Israel, it was considered an absolute sham if they did not know the law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, because Israel being called to rule, not to know the law of the Most High, was not to be counted worthy to have participation in society or declare anything regarding the mandates that rule society, because men did not have, therefore, not knowing the law of the Most High, what is required of the Most High, that there indeed be justice. And they sit back and tell you that you don't need the law of the Most High by which you should govern in the kingdom of Yah, that you rule over the nations. I hope you hear me. The kingdom of Yah on earth shall rule over all the nations. But if people know not that rule, what else continues but injustice? Isn't it time we discern then, my brothers and sisters, far better? Like I said, for an Israelite not to know the law of the Most High was considered a curse to him and all who would be influenced by them. So you need to understand, my brothers and sisters, they told you that you don't need to know the law of the Most High and you feel that you still yet be blessed, that after your own ideals you could go to the kingdom and just simply argue. You need to think again. That's not what the Most High promised. That's not what the Most High said was a promise and a blessing, or would be a blessing, to his people. Isn't it time we think, brothers and sisters? Isn't it time we be wise enough to much more fully consider? It is indeed then a blessing, my brothers and sisters, to discern the way of the Most High, the righteousness of the Most High. Because the promise of the Most High to Abraham is that being called as a disciple unto the pure perfect knowledge of Yah, what is truly divinely righteous judgment, it was a call, my brothers and sisters, even a promise that his children shall be called the holy children of what is divine blessed reconciliation, even a gift of healing peace to the world. Being chosen then under this elect purpose is thus counted a shame for any Israelite to lack knowledge of the ways of Yah. But it's a shame for any Israelites, my brothers and sisters, falling far short of purpose and duty, not to discern rightly the way the Most High has foreordained for his people through his law by his prophets. Not to discern, my brothers and sisters, what's supposed to be the common expectation of his people. And I find it amazing many call themselves anointed after the Holy Spirit, guided by Yah, and don't even understand why the Most High gives his spirit that you might discern the law of the Most High rightly, that you might give or bring forth at the call of the Most High a sense of justice to the world. Real justice, and I don't mean according to a multitude of denominations and nations, constraining and dividing the people after other gods. What does Scripture say? You should not have any other god but He. And whenever you establish another sense of injustice, partiality, or pollution after any nation or denomination, my brothers and sisters, it is not the salvation of man, but it is bondage. In fact, my brothers and sisters, confusion, the way of sin, separation, division, curses, even death. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will revive and resurrect a people. A people, not only my brothers and sisters physically, but also in conscience, that they shall indeed rule the world. As you find in Revelation 20, Revelation 20 reads in this wise. In Revelation 20, we find the scriptures that tell us, let me read it for you. 20th chapter says, here we are. 20th chapter of Revelation, and I'm trying to get this over to the beginning of the chapter. Okay, here it is. Well, it talks about, I saw thrones and those who sat upon them. And judgment was given to them, and I saw the souls of them beheaded, the witness of Yeshua, testimony of Yeshua, for the word of Yah, who had not worshipped the beast, had not walked after the ways of the heathen. And in fact, quite frankly, the word for beast is the same word that's down there in the original language. If it's in Hebrew, the word for beast there is goyim, way of the various nations, the way of the various nations, not the way of the one nation, or the one holy nation of Yah. Had not worshipped the beast, neither his image or his imagination, neither received their mark or standard upon their foreheads, in other words, accepted the standards of the nations, that they, their works might be perverted likewise after the ways of the nations. In other words, like I said, if you don't see any greater righteousness than that of men, what do you follow after and call it just? And it says, those who transcended then, my brothers and sisters, the ways of the nations, lived and reigned with the Kurdi. I hope you understand. I'm not talking using that Greek word Christ. Kurdi was the one, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said, the righteous one who will overrule all the nations, declare indeed was the justice of Yah, the gospel of peace. Reign with the righteous one then, my brothers and sisters, for 1,000 years. Who do they reign over? They reign over the other nations. Read Psalm 2 and understand. So let us consider what all we're looking at here, my brothers and sisters. Please examine and think about it. The rulers of the nations have never told you that you learned the way of Yah, that you might discern a justice greater than theirs, that the Most High might establish justice for those who seek justice and seek to be ruled according to His rule. Or would you prefer, my brothers and sisters, to be ruled according to the licentiousness of men, which the Most High said He must destroy? Like I said, being chosen unto the elect purpose, it is thus kind of a shame for any true Israelite, any true believer, to lack the knowledge of the holy way of peace, which the Most High foreordained in the law and the prophets. Messiah surely bring all these things according to what is divine justice after initial intents, to full remembrance. Whoever does not write and discern this law will not be among them who from Jerusalem will righteously reconcile and govern this world according to the promise. And the promise of the Most High for peace was never after the will of the many, but after the will of one. Never after the diverse will or concepts of many, faithless ways of men, but after the will of one. Multi-denominational allegiances are the result of partiality, confusions, injustice, indecision. Definitely not inspiration from Yah. After the diverse designs of many nations, far from what is efficient to manifest a holy kingdom. Messiah said, I'm from above, not from below, meaning that His word is a gospel, a word, my brothers and sisters, of peace, a word of governorship from on high, not divided or destabilized in any way by any of the misconceits of man. Scripture says, be watchful, my brothers and sisters, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. and realize that your rulers are already prophesied not to be able to stand before him. Kings and priests, because of their unrighteousness and their treachery, not revealing to you what is indeed divine righteousness. Hey, then understand, my brothers and sisters, you need to ask the Most High what it is that they're not telling you, that you might indeed gain the victory, that you might indeed, my brothers and sisters, be called worthy to sit with Messiah upon his throne. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand. Multi-denominational allegiances are the results of partialities, confusions, not sufficient unto the Holy Kingdom of Yah. Confusion we see in this world is assured that man has fallen far short, far from the glory, far from the invariant light of justice and peace, and has not known, my brothers and sisters, what the scripture calls the way of peace. Read it. It says Messiah come in Isaiah 42:16 to lead the people by ways they had not known. It says, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 59:8, that the way of peace men have not known, because they've only known how to lie and transgress against them, against the Most High, and the way of sins, yes, the way of their sins is all they know. Their fallen conscience is all they have known. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, will come to reveal what is reason, and blessed are they who will reason as one with him. Confusions that this present world rulers will rule, the various confusions, the misrule, the present world rulers have used as evil devices, conspiring to enslave and misrule this world, leaving the people subject to all manner of injustice, seeking to call it wise, say, seeing the rulers get away with it, and they seek the people seek to do it too, are not acceptable righteousness sufficient to establish the kingdom of Yah. Therefore, Most High is calling his elect, and they whom Yah has called shall hearken, even hearken with Messiah to the call of the Most High, even hearkening to the call of the Most High to build on earth the kingdom of his blessed peace. Who will understand it, my brothers and sisters? Who will understand this righteousness in this time? It is they, my brothers and sisters, who the Most High will confirm as his own. And it is they, my brothers and sisters, who discerning his righteousness, as the scriptures talk about in Matthew 18, chapter 5:14 to 5:26, relating that you learn what is full of the righteousness that's contained in the law and the prophets, the sense of justice is contained in the law and the prophets, that there might be reconciliation among mankind. Blessed are they who will understand in this time. We talked recently about the subject. Messiah said he said his church would be built upon. He asked his disciples, who do you say that I am? And he said, Peter said, I say you are, they put in the King James Version, something in Greek that is not true to the initial expectation of the early church. I pray you will understand this. Concept of a Christ to the Greeks was one who blessed the nations by preserving all the corruptions of the nations. It was a polytheist term, not a monotheist. The anointing of one that the Greeks would prefer to call a Christ could not possibly be a holy one if it preserved all the diverse ideals of the Greeks and the Romans. The nations, my brothers and sisters, have fabricated a false sense of salvation, the false sense of a savior. For the pagans felt that what was blessed was what would preserve all the diverse traditions of their heathenish, pagan, uninspired, irreverent nations, which is why you see what they call Christianity today being a haven for all the pollutions of the various nations. Already there, people are gearing up, just got through gearing up for the Halloween, a pagan custom. Upcoming, they called it this Bacchanalian thing they call Christmas, after their pagan god Bacchus. Saturnalia, my brothers and sisters, winter solstice, pagan. They call it the way of the Holy One of Israel. Spiritual Israel after all the ways of the nations. What's Israel about it, my brothers and sisters? Israel is called out from the ways of the nations, told not to learn the ways of the heathen. But Gentiles, my brothers and sisters, walking after all the corruptions that their nations have passed down for ages. Say they're delivered from corruption. By corruption? Impossible. The world, my brothers and sisters, did not receive the truth with love, and that's why Rome came in and destroyed Jerusalem in 70 A.D. And 2 Thessalonians prophesied, even as Matthew 24 prophesied, because of this, men have believed a strong delusion, even believing a lie, a pretense. The Messiah himself will have to come exposed in the last days, and most people aren't going to believe the truth until they have no choice. Most I once told me there's a difference between a fool and a damn fool. Foolish man, or a man who has been foolish, when he sees the truth, just simply haven't been foolish, in other words, haven't been programmed improperly. Misoriented, if you reason with him, or show him reason, he might change. But a damn fool would rather believe a liar than believe that he personally has been deceived. The scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah appears, he's going to show the whole world in so many ways how men have not stood upon a firm foundation, proving foolish the wisdom of a whole world, so that when that which is perfect or righteous and justice come, all might be ashamed in their injustice. Every mouth silenced, my brothers and sisters, and every man might recognize their guilt before Yah. That all might plead and supplicate before him for mercy. And the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Because my brothers and sisters among men, the scripture said in Isaiah 59, men are going to find there had been no intercessor. Meaning that the conscience of men had become to such a deplorable state that with none of it could the Most High be pleased. But only those who believe him might be counted among reasonable men, that they might be confirmed and worthy to be preserved. Why don't your pastors tell you that, my brothers and sisters? Why did they hide this from you? As long as men don't seek a greater righteousness than their rulers, political, social, and religious, misrule remains. Isn't it time we discern why it says salvation is by faith? Messiah will not judge for what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. It won't be the standards of men, my brothers and sisters, that constrain him. For he, my brothers and sisters, will judge after the Spirit of the Most High Yah. So it is written, my brothers and sisters, so it surely shall be done. And all things the Most High declare, according to what is prophesied of one who performed all of his divine pleasure. So I ask the question, upon what foundation your church built upon? In the original text, if they would have declared it after the context that was understood by the early church, it would have better been related in this wise. Messiah said he would build his church upon the belief and the precept, the rock solid foundation, that he is the Kurdi, the righteous one, the awaited one who would show in fact indeed what is the gospel, the righteousness of the Most High revealed, what indeed is the way of peace, what indeed is the way of the Most High that proves foolish the wisdom of all the priests, kings, and rulers of this earth and all those who as false prophets have declared a false vision to the people, who have proved foolish, my brothers and sisters, wherever it is that men have erred in judgment. That is the promise of the Most High. That is the promise of a Savior, that men might no longer be pronated to lie or function after any man's inequity or injustice. That man no longer will be destabilized, my brothers and sisters, because they should become strong and firm in the knowledge of the truth. Zephaniah 3:13 said the remnant of Israel will speak no lies. Ah, that means they won't walk after a multitude of divergent, perverse, unjust, inconstant ideals. It says, my brothers and sisters, according to those scriptures, Israel will speak no lies. It won't be a multitude of different allegiances. There'll be only one, according to what the Most High declares. On high is forever true. Speak no lies, they will do no iniquity, no inequity, no injustice. And there'll be none to destabilize or harm them. You need to think about this, my brothers and sisters. It's upon that foundation he said he'd build his church. Upon that foundation he would call men out from the injustice of the world. In fact, there are many of my brothers and sisters today that feel like if they speak a multitude of different doctrines, because that's definitely what's being taught among the churches, it makes no difference. You ever stop to consider that lying against the Most High is what devils do? And devils, my brothers and sisters, deceive men to serve devils unawares. If they compel you to believe that it's not important that you discern what is the precise truth, my brothers and sisters, they indeed leave you subject to devils. And you need to understand what has been their goal. If you understand the Messiah will reprove all the injustice of the world, then you know that you must seek a righteousness that exceeds the injustices of this world. From that foundation will he build a church, a people, my brothers and sisters, that come out of the confusion of the darkness and the injustice of a blinded world. Come out of the darkness into the light. And that is what the initial word for the church was, my brothers and sisters, the people. I hope you understand this. The house. They put down the house of the Most High. Some texts tell you church came from the word house of the Lord. Look up the word Kyriake, the word Kyrios, and understand the ancient Persian root they came from. It was the house of the Kurdi, the house of the righteous one, the house of the righteous, the house of those who seek the fullness of what is divine will, knowing the Messiah will judge men according to all the Most High has spoken. Scripture says in Revelation 22:16, Messiah is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. He said that's the testimony that should be testified among all the churches. That he is the bright morning star. Ooh, what did he say about the bright morning star? Revelation 22:16. What did he say in 2 Kefa 1:19-20? When he said, we have a sure word of prophecy. And he said we should keep this sure word of prophecy as a lamp that shines in a dark place until the day dawns. Oh, how about until all see the light? And the morning star becomes a reality in your hearts. Who is the one who bore the title morning star, my brothers and sisters? We talked many times in this show about the one who was called the King of Righteousness, or if you will, the King of the East, King like the rising sun, Isaiah 41.
60 seconds.
The word for East, my brothers and sisters, the same word for sunrise or light. Morning star, my brothers and sisters, the morning star, the morning sun. You need to understand, the scripture says, one like unto the morning sun will come to cast out all the darkness. No, I'm not talking about sun worship. The one whose brightness and discretion has a great light that I spoke to you before. In fact, when you look at Isaiah 9th chapter, we talk about we've seen a great light. The words that are there, my brothers and sisters, again, relates to one like the morning sun. Those who dwell in the land of darkness, confusion, not knowing the righteous of Yah, see one like the morning sun, my brothers and sisters, that will bring forth peace. That he is that one, my brothers and sisters, with the foundation that would cause men to seek fully the darkness. Who is the one understanding this time? Tell me, I got only a few seconds left. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, to the might, honor, and praise of the Most High always. I thank him for the opportunity. And I thank him for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! Discern why you must discern what indeed is righteous rule. Most High told me it's time to prepare to come to head and not the tail. For my brothers and sisters, it's those who know his righteousness that will govern the world in righteousness. And it's they, my brothers and sisters, who should partake of his prize. His blessed reward.
You got